As you probably know, Pfizer has announced that its coronavirus vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds is safe and effective, and there's speculation that the shot could go into kids' arms by Halloween. The Delta variant has closed 1,400 schools in 35 states since the new school year began, and the number of kids and adolescents testing positive has topped 250,000. That's the highest in the entire pandemic. So these new shots are good news. But even for parents excited about that news, it can be a little daunting. They worry about side effects, even though researchers say so far side effects only include soreness on the injection site or slight fever, fatigue, or aches. So will parents get their kids vaccinated? And what can they expect if they do? Well, let's ask two who have. Two of the thousands of moms and dads who didn't wait for full authorization. They enrolled their kids in clinical trials. Maggie and Pierce Sandwith's two-year-old daughter received the Moderna vaccine in June. Pierce, are you there?
I'm here.
And Maggie, you there as well?
I'm here as well.
Okay. Pierce, let's start with you. Just what was it like to see a little two-year-old get something that's brand new?
You know, she reacted pretty much how you'd expect a two-year-old to get a shot. It was all fun and new and interesting until the shot actually occurred. And then there were some tears and anger, but really not any different than any other shot she's received.
Well, and Maggie, that's the point. She has had other shots. You firmly believe in them. This may be something that's new, but having a shot is not new.
Yes, that's true. She is up to date on all of her vaccines, so this was familiar territory for her. The hardest part was before and after this shot, since it's new, they were putting her through some special watches just to make sure everything went well. So it took, you know, a couple of hours of sitting in a hospital room being entertained by whatever we could find, which was a little unusual.
Yeah. And we know she got the shot and not a placebo because these were trials for Moderna's dosing study. Did that disturb you at all, Maggie? The fact that this was kind of a, well, Goldilocks thing, you know, how much, should we give?
It's funny. I actually would say that that gave us more peace of mind since we knew that she was, in fact, getting the vaccine rather than thinking she may have the vaccine, but it really be a placebo. So I think that it actually did give us a little bit more comfort to know that she should have some sort of immunoreaction.
Right. Pierce, can you also explain why it's so important to you, in addition to protecting Caroline, that she got this vaccine?
Yeah, absolutely. Our four-year-old daughter, Louise, is currently going through leukemia treatment, and hopefully will be finishing up her active portion of her treatment next month. So, having Caroline be vaccinated is so important for us, just trying to keep that protected bubble. You know, obviously, Maggie and I could get the vaccine, and so could other members of our family that are over 12. You know, Caroline having that is such a godsend for our family because it just gives us another layer of protection for Louise as she hopefully finishes up treatment as an immunocompromised person.
You know, best to you on that. And I'm, we're so glad that, she's heading in the right direction. But yeah, Maggie, how frightening is that? We have this portion of Americans who are refusing to get shots. As a mom of a four-year-old fighting leukemia, what will you say to that?
Yeah, I think that has been a conversation that we've had a lot in our household and with our family members about, the steps that we do need to take to protect Louise since she is unable to get the vaccine, both because of her leukemia treatment and because of her age. It's been really hard to keep Louise in a bubble. We joked that when she was first diagnosed with leukemia, we asked if she needed to be kept in a bubble, and the doctor said, no, once she kind of gets through the hardest part of her treatment, you can let her back into daycare and her social circle. But since the pandemic started, the doctors have reversed that and now said, no, in fact, you probably do need to keep her in a bubble, which has meant, a lot of sacrifices on the part of me and Pierce both having to work from home full time now, and also on the part of Caroline of, we had to pull her from daycare as well to protect her sister, which has had some effect on her ability to socialize with other kids and to kind of keep up with normal two-year-old social development. And so that's been really hard for our family to watch as well. But it is nice to know now that Caroline has this additional safety net and this additional bubble to help protect Louise so that maybe we can start interacting with some of our other families again and feel like Louise is still protected.
Well, on the other hand, and I kind of have to ask this, has anyone said to you, you're using a two-year-old as kind of a guinea pig, maybe putting her at risk for reaction to a shot to protect another child.
No one said it to us out loud, but I'm sure some folks have thought that, and we thought about that, you know, that it's hard to really tell Caroline exactly what's going on. She is two, you know, and to make the decision for her was not one we took lightly. And, you know, what we thought about was Louise's treatment was made, planned, discovered, made safe as it can be for her, because people were willing to volunteer their children for trials just like the COVID-19 vaccine trial. Without the sacrifice of those folks, Louise's leukemia used to be a terminal illness. There used to be basically no chance when someone was diagnosed with that. And now, because of research studies, trials, it's in the 90% for survival rates. So that would be my response to someone that says that is that, you know, yes, Caroline is getting a shot that most children her age have not received. But other people have received the Moderna vaccine. My father-in-law, who has a kidney transplant, he got the Moderna vaccine. He had an immune response to it, had antibodies for it. That gave us a lot of confidence for getting Caroline in this trial, was that we've seen some folks that maybe don't fit the normal criteria of a healthy person receiving the COVID vaccine and having a result that shows that they have protection from it.
Pierce, I gotta stop you at what you just said, which is such a beautiful thing, that yes, you have your own personal interest in having Caroline have this shot, protecting Louise, protecting her, protecting everyone around you. You believe in the vaccination, but you also are sort of paying it forward. I mean, other people step forward to do the trials that brought about the treatments that saved your other daughter's life. This is how it works.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Meantime, how'd it go? Do we know if she had the immunoreaction, or did she have any other reaction?
She did great. She had no reaction at all after receiving the vaccine, you know, apart from maybe some soreness around her leg like any other vaccine, but no fever, no tiredness or crankiness that was unusual for a two-year-old. No news is good news, and we believe that she does have the antibodies, so we felt really good after the test was all done.
Well, and we should say you're hardly alone. You got this slot because somebody else canceled. These trials were packed by parents. Some drove 4 or 5 hours to get their children to the locations to be in the trials. There's a lot of faith in them. But we know that when it comes to older kids who had the shot open up for them, 40% of the country's 12 to 15-year-olds got those shots. So what do you say to parents of the little kids now who might be hesitating?
You always want to be concerned when you're making decisions for your children's health. I think that's at the utmost concern of every parent, is making sure that their child is healthy and they're getting the medical treatment that they need if they require it. And my statement to folks would be, Caroline being in this trial has provided the data that we'll need to make sure that the vaccine dosage is correct and safe for children. So this makes that conversation with your pediatrician so much easier now, because you'll have not only their medical expertise, but also the data that you can look at from the vaccine trials that are occurring. So I think it's just a great way to make sure that your child is as healthy as they can be. And this vaccine is a real gift to get out of the pandemic as we know it right now.
And I can't imagine how you're feeling about Louise, again, the four-year-old. Any parent who has a child who's surviving cancer, leukemia, you probably want to, you know, wrap her in bubble wrap, you know, and just and she's a year before kindergarten. What do you want to say about a vaccine mandate? I mean, we now have them for measles, chickenpox, other diseases. Kids have to have those vaccinations before they go to school. Would that give a family like yours peace of mind?
Absolutely. But in addition to Louise, we also have several family members who are teachers in schools who have all received the vaccine. But now, because they're elementary or middle school teachers, they're surrounded by students who are not vaccinated. And so with the Delta variant and all of, you know, the data that's coming out of that, you know, it still is a really big concern for them. And if they want to be around Louise as well, it becomes a concern for us. So again, we understand that our circumstances with Louise are unusual and that we need to take steps to protect her and keep her safe. But I do think that this is a situation where if we're going to get out of this pandemic and if we're going to be able to ensure that our children have a chance to learn and to grow, we need to take this seriously and we need to get our kids vaccinated. I just feel like this is a situation where we all need to be thinking of others and of how we can best protect even the most vulnerable in our society. And, you know, the best way that we can do that is to get vaccinated.
That's Maggie. We're also speaking to Pierce Sandwith. Their 2-year-old daughter, Caroline, was enrolled in the Moderna vaccine trial for little kids. She's been fully vaccinated since June, and that'll help protect her and her older sister, 4-year-old Louise, who's being treated for leukemia. Pierce and Maggie, I'm old enough to remember the polio shots of a long time ago. And we little kids, we felt like superheroes. So I hope your little girls feel the same way.
Thank you.